same grocery store.
Which is Harris Teeter's? Or
No. What the hell is it called? Excuse me. I gotta think of that.
It'll come. We'll come back to that one. What grocery store you shop in?
Yeah.
All right. So, who do you relate more to as a character and see in yourself? See more of in yourself? Would that be Schroeder, the piano playing kid from the Peanuts, or Ralph, the piano playing dog from the Muppets?
Oh, I'd say it's Lucy.
Lucy.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I always take the football away just as he tries to kick it.
As who tries to kick it?
As Peanuts tries to kick it.
Do you have a certain like animated style of playing that did you call your own?
No, I try actually to avoid that, simply because I think it's a distraction. It takes the listener and therefore perforce the onlooker. It takes their attention away from the music. The music is the star of the whole transaction. And the performer is only a channel, if you will. He's the connection between the composer and the listener. My teacher, a very, very great man, Arthur Schnabel, described that relationship in the following way. He said the performer is like the alpine mountain guide, absolutely necessary to get you to the top of the mountain, because he knows all the trails and the safety, all the pitfalls, all the dangers. But his purpose is to get you to the top of the mountain so that you might enjoy the view. So as performers, we are indispensable, because we bring those black dots on a piece of paper to life. But we are not the stars. The music is the star. And many young people seem to forget that that equation, and seem to feel that the more they demonstrate that they are affected by what they do, the more successful they will be. And I certainly do not subscribe to that.
So no Elton John glasses or Freddie Mercury style antics for you then?
No. No. Sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, Charlie.
Have you ever thought of, though, maybe playing keyboards in a rock band on the side?
No, I wish, not in a rock band. I wish I could play, jazz, the great tunes. I wish I could improvise.
Have you tried?
Yes. I am totally ungifted. Totally.
Completely, huh?
Yeah.
So talk about a little bit about the loss of the function of your hand and...
Oh, why? You like to hear about despair?
No, but...
Despair just, overcome?
Yes. Like, it's like the Olympics, right? Triumph over adversity.
Oh, yeah. What was that? It was the ABC commercial. Shows the skier coming down and wiping out. I forget what the... Something like triumph over adversity. Well, you know, everybody carries their own cross, and I guess it's the way we do find our way to back to functionality and to purpose and intention that maybe defines our lives. I don't know.
How long were you unable to fence?
Well, it was a period of 2 years that I was in a very deep depression, and I only came out of it when I admitted to myself that my connection and relationship to music was the thing that was at the base of my life, rather than being a two-handed piano player. So that's when I was able to decide for myself to look up the literature for left hand alone, to start conducting, to start teaching. And then some 35 years later came the scientific discovery that Botox would help alleviate some of the symptoms of this syndrome that I had.
So what year was that?
I was around 95.
Did you ever come into contact with Rick Allen, the drummer of Def Leppard?
No. Really? He had focal dystonia?
No, but he lost his arm in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
And overcame it.
That's serious.
He still drums for the band today.
And how? With one arm?
With 2 foot pedals and 1 arm.
Good God. Now that's, you know, that's heroism.
Yeah, I think there's a VH1 documentary about him, actually.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite restaurant in Baltimore?
Oh, well, I'm in the slow process of becoming a vegetarian. So I'm in a state of flux at the moment. So I there's one very good restaurant, though, that we enjoy very much. Well, there are two, actually. One that's called the One World Cafe, and the other is the Dogwood.
Okay.
All right.
Have you tried the Liquid Earth down in Fells Point?
No.
It might be vegan. It's definitely vegetarian. Amazing restaurant.
The Liquid Earth.
It's called Liquid Earth. It's right across from Blue Moon Cafe, right down in Fells Point.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
I will look at that.
Well, I'm going to turn...